Good afternoon, dear friends. Our first speaker for the last session comes from West Africa. He's quite outspoken, but is a committed peace activist whose mission in life is to provide solace to the victims of war and violence. So please welcome Peter Adiko from Nigeria with a big applause.
Hear the news. Boko Haram abducted 200 schoolgirls in Chibok, northeast Nigeria. Fulani herdsmen massacre villagers in Benue. Continued bombing of oil installations in Bayelsa. 82 Biafran agitators killed during Saturday protest. Good morning, dear compatriots.
And now the details of the news.
The audio imagery that you have just heard is a representation of what some people in some part of Nigeria has been going through for the past 6 years. They are living under the threat of death, fear, agony, and the uncertainty of the future. They are displaced. Women and children are mostly affected. Now, let's take a break from that. And let me tell you why I'm involved in this. My father was a soldier, a gallant soldier. My childhood life was wonderful. I had all the benefits of middle-class family in Nigeria. But that was not for long. Suddenly, my father sustained an injury in the front line. This brought my family into a condition that we never prepared for. My father, by virtue of his injury on the front line, resigned from the army untimely. We returned back to my village. Shortly after the resignation, he became partially paralyzed. His head degenerated, and within a space of 2 years, he became totally paralyzed. It was a very difficult moment for my family. It is like falling from grace to grass. The change in the family structure took a toll on my mother. Coping with 7 children was very difficult for a mom that doesn't have any sustainable means of livelihood. Eventually, she took ill. Few years later, she died. At this point, my teenage brother became the father of my family by default. This wasn't without a consequence on his being. He became very alcoholic and violent. Going to school for me was difficult. Already, 2 of my siblings, elder siblings, has dropped out of school to look after the remaining ones. I could remember in those days when I'm either beaten or sent out of classroom. In fact, there was a particular day that my school principal had to strip me of my school uniform, socks and sandals, and I had to walk barefooted for weeks. Well, If this is a common scenario, that wouldn't have been a problem. But for me to be the only one in the entire school walking barefooted was quite humiliating. But all of this that has persistently taken me backward from the incapacitation of my father to the death of my father and eventual death of my mother has made me who I am today. What I have gone through in these years is not different from what war orphans and war widows are going through in Nigeria today. As a matter of fact, they are going through more difficult time. Statistics have it that in the past 6 years, about 100,000 war orphans and widows has occurred in the northeastern part of Nigeria alone as a result of Boko Haram insurgency, they say on the surface. But I can tell you there is more to it. There is a huge environmental concern going on in the northeastern part of Nigeria. Lake Chad is drying off. People are losing their means of livelihood. In fact, United Nations raised an outcry and said there is a huge humanitarian crisis in the northeastern part of Nigeria. But I see this as a wolf cry because nothing is being done. Now, the situation in the northeastern part of Nigeria is further putting pressure on the southern part of Nigeria, which is also resulting into conflict. Not to talk about the high youth unemployment. Now, the insurgency in the past 6 years has even given room to huge government corruption in Nigeria. Some people are feeding fat on the blood of the other people. And jokingly, they said, "This blood we are sharing." Can you imagine that? I think something urgent has to be done. We cannot continue to keep quiet about this. In Nigeria today, we are so accustomed to the conflict culture. It's as if we have lost the identity, our peaceful identity, as people, as nation. So, if we have to move from where we are today, we have to embrace who we have become and walk our steps back from there to who we used to be. And this is what brings me to my intervention called Solace Africa. Solace Africa has 4-point solution. The first one, Solace Peace Academy. I felt deep down me that there is a need for urgent action in teaching the Nigerian youth to go the peace way. What am I saying? I felt there is a need to teach our upcoming youth non-violence communication. I felt there is a need to teach our upcoming youth conflict resolution. I feel there is a need for peace building. This we need to do with immediate alacrity. Solace Africa is also putting in place a multimedia platform to talk about peace, to dialogue about peace, and to also put in place a storytelling platform and a performing theater art for the people affected by war and conflict in Nigeria to express themselves. Now, we also put in place a vocational and a life training skill center for the community affected by war, most especially the war orphans and the war widow. This, I believe, will help us not only to work and bring up the next youth to be non-violent, but to also help the existing casualty. Now, I feel it is time we act. I will call you to let us have an experiment. Now, this is map of Africa. If we rotate this map, can you see what I see? This is a pistol with Nigeria right at the trigger. Now, what this is telling me is that if nothing is done now, my children and the children of common man in Nigeria will have to fight the battle that we could have prevented. My organization, Solace Africa, will work to prevent the Nigerian next generation Nigeria from pulling this trigger. Thank you.